Embarkation, Fall 1962. What she will remember is everybody waving and waving, of course, but mainly how the black ribbon of water slowly widens as she slides out and away, gripping the high deck's railing and the lucky hand she understands she has been dealt. The small Greek ship rocks and tosses her through portal after portal, the officers' white smiles, Retsina and Je Reviens, old women with sunken cheeks who grin and nod, men twirling and slapping their shoes, Oppa, in the third-class saloon. And then she is in Paris, the air sharp with armpits and scorched chestnuts, rivers of frowning, rounded consonants, quick, indifferent boot heels clicking down the frozen boulevards. Lugging her monogrammed suitcase, panting, she climbs dim spiraling stairs, slapping at the minuterie at every landing for light enough to reach the next, sloping wallpapered ceilings, salle de bain down the hall. But where's the toilet? Mais mademoiselle, you said the bath, c'est là-bas, le lavabo. Everything so new she doesn't know how to approach. Only waits in a sort of shock for Paris to embrace her, as surely it will. Everything always has. I'm discovering that the world away from the snug harbor of a loving family consists largely of people walking miles of sidewalk and eating alone and trying to find jobs, because that's what you do with the day between the time you get up and the time you go to bed. There are classes, at least. Not the Sorbonne, as ordained. She fled the loud, confident voices thronging its corridors. Just the Alliance, over near Saint-Germain, where Rodin parts the traffic like a bronze boulder in a stream. Saint-Vit Jambon and Café Crème after class with, alas, American IBM wives who are filling their mornings, too. She shivers on hard pews in twilit churches, burrows under the toccatas and evensong that echo off their elegant stones, and pours her volcanic loneliness onto the blue aerograms rolled into her Olivetti slimline portable graduation typewriter. My letters home are the only good conversation I have, and you know conversation is like breathing to me. When I do something or think something here, it doesn't get talked and laughed about and added to a collective narrative. It just settles inside until it gets written in a letter. Yes, her cold is better. The coat arrived, thanks. And yes, finally, just across from the Eiffel Tower, respectable family, big room, two teenagers still at home, tentative in their overtures to the foreign girl who lies every night in her lumpy daybed, listening in the dark to the American voices on Armed Forces radio, empty as a new jar, sick for home.